Okay, Kuf Pei Vav, we're up to Sif Dalet. Sif Gimel, rather. Okay, last week we learned Sif Aleph and Beis, which is the topic of doing the three bedikas after marriage to be mazik oneself, that you're not a Raya Machmas Tashmish. The sugya of Raya Machmas Tashmish itself continues in Kuf Pei Zayin. But before that, we have still Sif Gimel and Dalid here in Kuf Pei Vav. Sif Gimel, Isha She'ena Rayim Bepachas Miyud Dalid Yamim Achar Tfilasa. We pick here a case, this is in the Trumas Hadeshen, a tshuva, about a woman who sees a dam with a period that's always more than 14 days from her mikveh night. Which means, presumably, after 26 days. She always sees after 26 days. But once we'll call it the 26th day comes, she's not kavua. Sometimes she sees on the 26th day, the 28th day, the 35th day. She's all over the place, but always more than 26. So the Truma Sadesh and Sadeh Chiddush. Ein la... Aj yud dalad yom dina kedin isha sheyesh la vest. Every month, until that 26th day comes, she has a din of a woman who has a vest, because she knows she always sees more than 26 days. So memela, until the 26th day, she's considered a woman who's kavua, because she knows she doesn't see then. After the 26th days are up, she becomes the isha who is not kavua. The main nafkamina, we're talking here about this simit. We said earlier that a woman who has a vest doesn't have to worry about Raya Machmas Tashmish. So we're saying that if she's within the 26 days of a period, she doesn't have to worry. After the 26 days, that's when the issue begins. Now this is known as Oinas Trumas Hadeshen. This is the chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshen, which was said in what I would call an obscure case, a case that doesn't come up that much, a case of Shaila of Raya Machmas Tashmish. Yes, that's going to be an issue, as I'll explain. Now, if you look here on your page, in Sif Gimel, there's not a single Mefayrish. There's no Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Adal, there are no letters here. And this looks like one of those Sifim which we can pass by easily. It's not Tosef Shlomo, Sif Gimel. It's a Dalet, there is. I became a Shlomo, that's the Shlomo. Yeah, it's going something else. So therefore, it looks to be simple. Now here, there is a Chavos Das who raises the roof about this Trumas Hadeshen. And as a matter of fact, you'll see in a minute, he says the Halacha is not like this. Which is kind of strange when you have a Shulchan Aruch, not the Ramah, not the Shach, not the Taz, not the Grah. Nobody said a word. And Chavos Das raises what seems to be a very very important issue. There's a shaila. Let's go a shaila. You have a woman who always sees dam, let's say after the 32nd day. And there are many women like that who have longer periods. And every month they're not kavua, they see different times. But always after, let's say, the 32nd day. Does she have to be chayshish for einabeinus, for lamed lamed aleph? Now here it's already a shah, it's very halacha l'maisa. You have a woman, she's not kavua. She thinks she has to be baidik lamed lamed aleph. Does she need a bedika for einabeinus or not every single month? So the Sidri Tara. The Sidri Tara is a simon kuf pei tes, sivkot n'chof. Nagar to us, to the halachas there. He says, what do you mean? That's the Trumas Hadeshen back in Kuf Pei Vav. She's not chayshish for Ein Abeinonis because she's a kavua. Till she always sees after, let's say, 32 days. So there's nothing to be chayshish for. She's a kavua that she doesn't see on Lamed Lamed Aleph. So Sidri Tara says, such a psak. Chavos Das here on this sif.
But because
No, liyafi chayshish v'lam lam anal, because she's kavua. She's kavua until the minimum time that she sees. Not only that, the Sidri Torah says if 3 months go by, even if her whole life she has seen, but now 3 months go by and she sees in a longer period, so now she's not chayshish v'lam anal this next month. Gvaldik, you have a big kula. As I state in the Sidri Torah. The Chavos Das says, he's before the Sidri Torah, he's not quoting the Sidri Torah, but he says about such a notion, he says, Havade Lesa, no such thing. No such thing. Chazal Chayshish by the Beinus, they didn't make exceptions. This should be a common exception. The Chazal didn't make any such exception that such a woman is not Chayshish for in the Beinus. So he writes in very strong language that can't be. That it can't be such a thing.
The score is a good score, but
what? Which means she's not chayshish. So the Chavos Das says that it can't be, and he explains himself, as I'll tell you in a second. What? Kavua. Yeah. Right. She's kavua for 35 days, so she's not worried for the bainus. That's logical. Because why go by average Aina if right. We know her Aina?
Right. So now we're saying she has a bit of
Kavua
until the
30th day. Right. So she shouldn't be Chayshish. Chavos Das is arguing with the Trumas Hadeshin. He's not arguing with Sidri Torah. He's saying that the Trumas Hadeshin's rule is not correct. That the way he phrases it is that the whole idea of a kvius is to be now you have to listen to the Nakuda. The whole idea of a kvius is to be kaveya when you do see. A woman who's kavua has a time she's kavua, she does see. To say that there's such a concept of kvius for days you don't see, but you don't know when you'll see. But it's a kvius just for the negative. It's a kvius, she's kavua, she doesn't see in less than X number of days. But after that number of days that she we don't know when she'll see. He says that that's not true. There's no such thing as a kvius you don't see. And I'd like to explain the Chavos Das. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this Chavos Das, and the Gris Moshe here a day of Beis tshuva ayin Beis. And he says, what does it mean? You can't keep me, you don't see. Every woman who gets a kvius for the 35th day has two things. She sees on the 35th, and she doesn't see any other day. So I think where Moshe is writing, and the explanation is this, that you could be kavua to see a certain day. But if she goes, she starts seeing all over the place. She sees always more than 35. She sees one month 36, one month 40, one month 42, all over. What does it mean? Her nature is pamim mekdemes, pamim mu'cheres. That's Loshon HaChazal. She's not kavua. Pa'amim, occasionally she goes earlier, occasionally she goes later. So occasionally she goes earlier means she'll eventually go earlier than her minimum as well. He jumps. Sometimes 35, sometimes 35, sometimes 40, sometimes 42, sometimes 40. He's pa'amim b'kdemes, pa'amim acheres, means that she goes back and forth. A woman who goes back and forth, she can't have a kviyas for days she doesn't see. Because by definition, she sometimes sees on days that she has not yet seen.
But she doesn't see less than that. She's not jumping before that.
But she's going to jump back and jump forward. You can't take the last 3 months and say she never sees less than the minimum and more than the maximum. Because she will. That's her nature. Her nature is that she's irregular and she goes all over the place.
Not before 35.
Why? So let's say the last 3 months she saw 35 and 38 and 39. They say she always sees between 35 and 39. That's not true, because her nature is to fluctuate. So there's no reason to think she'll stay between 35 and 39. She fluctuates a month earlier, if she had seen, let's say, 35, 38, 39. Next month she sees 42. Now you're going to say she always sees between 38 and 42, because that was the last 3 months. We know she's irregular. A woman who's irregular goes all over the place.
A woman that didn't have a vest kavua, now 3 months has a vest kavua. Till now, she was a person who jumped around. So why? You see that you can set.
Kvius, that's his lush. Kvius is kaveya when you do see. that you have such an idea, but not when you don't see. This is the Chavis Das is what? Yeah. Well, the truth is, in the time of the Gemara, is the time they saw the same hour of the day. But it seems that Chazal accepted the concept that within the same Aina, the same 12-hour period, that's considered the same. What the physiology of it is, I have no idea. But the idea of Kvius is she always sees 35, whatever the number is. See, do we have a concept? She always sees 35. She kvas lurais amina. Memela, she doesn't see the other days. But if she's not kvia to see on a certain day, it means, by definition, that she jumps all over the place. If she jumps all over the place, so then there's no kvias for not seeing. Alright, this is the opinion of the Chavis Das. I'm not coming to convince you to paskin like the Chavis Das. As a matter of fact, Ramosha says the halacha is like the Trumas Hadeshin. And like I said at the outset, everybody, you read the Shulchan Aruch, you think it's a breeze, you know? It's a sif, no shach, no taz, no nobody. See, you know, you just move on. The Chavis Das is very strong in his objection to the sif, and he argues, the Moshe, this shuvah, he explains both shitas, is maskim that the halach is not like the Chavis Das, that all the other paiskim accept the idea of Einas Truma Sadesh.
That's halacha, that somebody sees over
30
years, not
Chesha to Einas? That's what Moshe said. Moshe halacha is, if someone not only always sees, but if someone goes 3 months and seeing more than 31, that you have to be Chesha for Einas anymore. For now, I should add that there's a Pischei Tshuva and Kuf Pei Dalet Ches that brings a Noi Debi Yehuda that argues with the Chavis Das Beferish. That argues with the Chavis Das says you're not Chosh. The Chavis Das is the Das Yochid who says you have to be Chosh Shvayna Beinus no matter what. There's no such thing as Oinas Trumas Hadesh. But the others accept it. Then there's no argument. If you Kavua for a certain day, you Kavua for a day. See, that's the lum, the whole lumdis of the Chavis Das is that Amayda Kvua Leroy Samrinan. Kvua Shaloy Leroy, a Kvias that doesn't say when you'll see, but Kvair when you don't see, Loy Samrinan. Right, so this is Adkan, is the Sidritara, the Chavis Das, all under Trumas Hadeshen, and Igris Moshe. Now, here, I'd like to throw in my own two cents as to where there is a terrible confusion here, and it seems that the Chavis Das is mukhrach for a reason he himself doesn't bring. Now just let me finish what I want to say, and you'll see that there's a major issue here. We learned in Siman Kuf Pei Vav last week that according to most Rishayim, we said the Shach Paskins, that there's no such thing, but according to the Rif of the Rambam, and most Paiskim, there's a woman who gets married should be vaidik three times to be sure she's a Ina Raya Machmas Tashmish. And that's the way, at least in our circles with Nayik, that after a woman gets married, the first three times they're vaidik, some places are Nayik, some places are Samech and the Shach. I mentioned last week that Ramosha says that we should be Nayik like the other Chavis Das, who says they do a Kinuach three times, you don't have to do a bedika. Be that as it may, there's a mechaber and a ramah that there's a concept of women being baidik for ayam achmas tashmish three times if the bia, when there's no dam besulim already, when it's cleared up, be baidik three times, make sure you're in a ayam achmas tashmish. Fine. Here's my issue. Every single woman in the world has a ayinas trumas hadeshen, as Dr. Amawi said. Every woman has a number, whatever the number might be, which is the least she has ever seen. Let's say one woman is 26, one woman is 28, one woman is 20. Every woman in the world has a certain number under which she has not gone. Even if we don't say you look just at the last 3 months. You look just the last 3 months koshke. But even generally, every woman has a minimum. Now a woman gets married, And we take out the halacha svarim, the chachmas adam, and the other halacha svarim. And they're telling women who get married, the first three bias, do a bedika. You shouldn't be mazik yourself. You're ein araya machmas tashmish. It's not really the halacha lemaisa according to Truma Sadesh. Because kol zman you're under that number, which is the number that you never see, those bedikas don't count. Because the Truma Sadesh says that then you're like a woman who's kavua vest. Let's say the number is 26. So yeah, here you have a woman, she gets married, and she plans a chasna day, not for number 26, she doesn't want to see Dam get a period by chasna. She plans a chasna day for day number 20. So she gets married, it's day number 20. So there's a bia, she does a bedika. And then, next time she goes to the mikveh, she does a bedika. And when's the next time she goes to the mikveh? It's 12, 13 days after her period. What are we? We're giving her bad advice. She is a during, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, on that day, she's a vest kavua. On that day, it's less than her minimum time. For that day, when it's under her minimum days of seeing, she's an isha kavua. Isha kavua, tzedin tzif aleph. Isha shiesh la vest kavua, ein etzricha bedika klau. Loilof neitash l'adach atashmish. So we have to rewrite the rules for simen kuf pei vav, according to this. We have to say, every woman who gets married, she takes the last 3 months, and when she goes the next month past her minimum number day, now she has to do a bedika for Raya Machmas Tashmish. Next month, just take the last 3 months and do it again. Now, I wouldn't mind if the halacha svarim said to do it, but all of the achrayin shalikut svarim, the piskei halacha svarim, I don't mean just from the 21st century, if you go back, they all don't talk that way. The Mechaber himself doesn't talk that way. He says that a woman, emein lo ves kavua, shalosh pa'amim arishayinim tzricha livdei kaidim tashmish. Now, that's not really a practical advice to a woman.
It's a separate cause.
Yet, Sif Gimel is after Sif Beis. Sif Beis is talking about a woman who's a Raya Machmash Tashmish to do three bedikas that she's not a Raya. And right away in Sif Gimel it says, but if she sees in less than 26 days, then she doesn't need a bedika. So it sounds like a kula, she doesn't need a bedika. I'm telling you, it's a chumrah. Comes out if she does do a bedika then, it shouldn't count towards the three of Raya Machmash Tashmish. So we really have to rewrite the book. If we're going to pass like this, Truma Sadeshin, we have to say that when a woman gets married, now it's very complicated. Till now we tell her, we tell women, wait, Dam Besulim don't count. Once there's no Dam Besulim, just do three bedikas, three tashmish, and you'll be muzik, you're not a Raya Machmas Tashmish. Now we're saying, oh, it's not so simple. Not so simple. You go to the mikveh, you're still below your minimum number. You have to wait till you hit whatever number would work out like Truma Sadeshin, and then do the three bedikas. Maybe you'll say Nachinami. It just doesn't seem that way from the Stimus HaPaiskin. And this is really the Tzarech Iyun Gadol that we had on this whole Truma Sadeshin, on this whole concept of the Truma Sadeshin.
Now,
I will tell you, when she
after she gets married,
that's what Mechab is saying. But Koy Trum Sadeshin, that doesn't work because it's less than the minimum number.
It
shouldn't count.
Rabbi, let's say if a woman gets a vest when she jumps,
there's certain
physical things a woman can do.
Right.
So that's what she do with the vest. If she doesn't jump, she'll still get a period, she'll have a vest.
It's true, Dine Vestis, it says if a woman gets a vest because of something she does, so it's not oiker a stam vest.
Yes, I'm saying here also.
Here also.
So you're saying
that if she has two things. If there's no tashmish, she'll get a period. She'll become more at a certain day. We're afraid that the Tashmish itself, the Timur of Tashmish brings it on also, or the Mice of Tashmish brings it on. It's very good. So therefore, for Raya Machmas Tashmish, she can do any time. And for her period, it can be sabach on the in a bainless rule. The problem is that the Trumas Hadeshim is here. The problem is that this is Siv Gimel, this is going on Ar Simin. It's going on a Raya Makbis Tashmish, and that's the problem. So I will tell you, yeah. You're right. Good question. We say she should be bidik three times. Be masik herself as a enaraya mafas tashmish. Chavis Dasosh said, there's no kvias for not seeing, there's only kvias for seeing. But, which is true, but the, yeah. The truth is a little more than that. When I use the expression that she does bedikas and she's mazik herself, ain't a raya machmas tashmish, it's really misspoken. Because she's not a raya machmas tashmish anyway. Until she has a kfiyah, she has no kfiyah. Really, what this siman is about is just being chayshish that she is a raya machmas tashmish. So we do three bedikas to take away the chash that she is. And you're right, there really isn't a kfiyah that she's a not raya machmas tashmish. She doesn't need it. But since Chazal were chayshish, that it brings it, that's why they need it. It's just the truth. Anyway, this is Siv Gimel. La halacha, even though we have kashis, ein lanu ela divrei remaisha. We'll pass things like the Sidri Tara, which is that a woman has a larger kviyas, does not need ayin abeinanis, does not need lama lamed aleph. I'm not sure if this is a popularly known idea. In Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Ches, there's a variation of this. Back in Kuf Pei Dalet, we did have in the Ramah something similar, which was an idea. Sorry, it's Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Beis in the Ramah that Isha Shemeshan is best to lahagdim basic gul yavim laacher. She was a best circling and a basic gul yavim kaidim. There it was something similar but a little different. The Ramah at the end of Sif Beis and Kufei Dalet did have a case where a woman is not kaveya for a specific day, but she's kaveya for a group of days. She always sees within, call it 35, 36, 37. She always sees in one of those 3 days, 35, 36, 37, that there is such a fias that patas off a minor bainerness, which seems very similar to the Trumas Hadeshim. However, there's a pretty long Pesachei Tshuva, who tries to explain the case, and at least the Chavis Das there says, it means she sees for 9 months, 3 months each of these days, without a direct pattern. Now, let's say she sees 35, 36, or something like that. She goes 9 months, always seeing within 3 days. So there the Chavis Das is maskum. You could have a kvias for a bunch of days that you always see within. But he doesn't say, 35, 40, and 47, that those 3 days. I mean, 3 days that are grouped together, that he's maskum, there could be such a kvias.
And then you don't need any more yom kippur.
And then you don't need any pain in this.
So what about if before the 30 days? 26, 27,
26,
then you would have
need 3 unabated. Yeah, let's say she'd be kavur for 26, 27, 28. So it won't help her much because the unabated she never gets to.
Well,
and if she does get to it, she knows she's
mishana.
She won't be a kavur for all 3 days. I don't think so. I think it's only a kavur lakula. What was the Lashon? The Lashon was Isha Shemeshan is best. The basic Gibel Yamim, my lacher. No, he says in Chumra, Tzricha Lifresh Mena Beza Gimel Yamun Kaidim Ayakrav. So it's Yamakra for 3 days. Okay, at any rate, this is what's known in the halacha world as Einas Trumas Hadeshen, and it's a Chiddush. Let's go to Sif Dalid, which also seems like a innocent Sif, almost nothing. There's one gra on it. But here you'll understand right away that this needs some explanation. Read the words. We're talking again about a bedika for Rayim Achmas Tashmish, which is a bedika where the man and the woman are baidik. That means after bedika, the woman's baidik. And the man takes a bedika cloth and wipes the aver. We're talking in a time where it wasn't so light that it was easy to check. So he takes a bedika cloth, puts it away for the morning, and checks if there was dam during Tashmish. Yesh la'adam la'hadiach es ishtai, a man should allow his wife, shetivdaik pe'ed shalai. That, I guess this means, you put away your bedika cloth. In the morning, the man gets up and runs to daf yomi. It's still dark out. And gets light out. The man should let his wife check his bedika. Those really, you wouldn't let her do it. But metaych, you know, migo that she's nemenes on her aid, she's nemenes on your aid. What is the chiddush of this sif? Someone tell me. You're allowed to trust your wife.
That's
chiddush. She cooks supper every night. And I come home, and how do I know it's kosher?
I have somebody taste it. I'm not worried about kosher.
It's Eidech Adem Bissurin. It's from where we learn Eidech Adem Bissurin. Taisis on Gittin Beis Amid Beis. We learn that from the Safralah that a woman's believed. So this sif seems to be a pella. See, every once in a while you have something, it's a pella because it's pshita. So Nachman comes to answer it, and then it becomes a pella because it can't be. So listen to the Beis Meir. Beis Meir, apparently, he doesn't say he was bothered. And he says, what's the makar for this? This is a Lashon HaRambam. But first, HaRambam can't find the makar for this. Where's the makar for this din? So the Gra, he always struggles. He always brings a Rishon as a makar. Listen to his makar, Zayin. His makar, he doesn't say to anybody. He says, L'chein husker ha-bedika ha-kel bedida. When the Gemara talks about bedikas, it's always female. Bodka va'avad. Tivdaik. It's always a female language. So from that, the Rambam and the Mechaber understood that women are believed on Eidah. That's the gross sense. Anyway, it seems to be pshita that a woman is believed. So comes the Beis Meir. Let's do what Beis Meir says. Beis Meir says that pshat in the sif is that only the woman is believed. The woman doesn't have to trust her husband. The woman should say to the husband, give me the bedika cloth. I want to check it. In other words, yesh la'adam la'niach es ishtei shetivdaik. Not a rishus. You have a rishus to let her be bidik. No. You're obligated to let her do it. Once she's believed on her, she has to know everything. So you give it to her, she checks it. So Rabbi Shalom, what's the Beis Meir talking about? A woman doesn't give a bedika cloth to her husband to take to a rav to ask a shayla? What does it mean? The man is supposed to give it to the woman. She, dafka, should be the one to check. What are you talking about? You know, Eidechon Nambi Surin, even a third person, the man has a bedika cloth, he doesn't get to the rav, he asks his friend, you're going to yeshiva today, take the bedika cloth, ask a shayla. A third person's nema. So what's going on here? The man, the woman. So there's a sefer Pisach Zutan Yeredeya. So first he asks, the sif is pashut. Then he's the Beis Meir, he says it's shayr. Says it's talking if she doesn't trust him. If she doesn't trust him, I mean, she's going to be a Rayim Achmas Tashmish, they're going to need a get. It's a big get to her. So he's scared, you know, this dam here. You know, he's happily married, he doesn't want to get in trouble. So she doesn't trust him. If she doesn't trust him, then he has to give the bedika cloth. That's not the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Hers is clean. Her bedika is clean. So she's saying, show me yours. No. So the Beis Meir says you have to. The Pisa Sutta says, when she's not comfortable, then you have to. The whole thing does not have
to go in that direction. We would never see that direction. It usually would be the other way behind.
So you have a choice. Either you learn the Mechaber as it is, and it's Shver Pshita. Or you learn the Mechaber like the Beis Meir, and it's Shver, what's he talking about? What do you pick? What's better? I don't know. Maybe the Beis Meir means only here because it's like an extra Yetzahara that she'll be us at him forever. Very hard to understand.
Like a 2 second difference. Is the most
convinced. The most reliable. Yeah.
Is the most.
Is the most. Is done by him. We know.
As far as
But therefore what? Yes. Therefore he's not now.
Well, it might be that she's only believing on herself, because if she said to me, I'll be a believer, but on him maybe you're not going to believe.
It's a very big chiddush. I'll tell you, b'derech pilpul, I've seen terutzim, but they're not satisfying. What there's a nice shtickle tire, right? How do we know eirech nam bisurim from nida? Now eirech nam bisurim only if it's lo yischazik isura, only if it's not against the chazaka, or even against the chazaka if it's biyada. Does he have a shaychit? He says he shechted the chicken, it's kosher. He believed. It's against the cheskes isra of the chicken. But it's biyadai. He's neman. Does he have a shaychit? He shechted. The chickens are already in the hands of the homes. He wakes up 2 days later. He says, oi, chatasi avisi pashati. It's treif. He's not believed. It's not biyadai anymore. As the cheskes hatter, he's not believed to say that it's isser.
Biyadai means he's holding on.
I don't know how many seconds you need, but yeah, these when it's still before he gave out a psak that it's kosher. When it's in his hands, either in his hands to throw it in the garbage, or he didn't say yet that it's good. Because sometimes shecht them shecht for an hour and they check their knife. Right. So against the chazik isura, you're not believed. So Frag, all the Rishayim, every Rishayim, on that, except for Rashi, on Bezam and Bezam Gittin. Taisvis, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran, everybody asks. What do you mean Eirechel is not Neman Bisurim when it's a Schazik Isura? We learn it out of Nida. What's the case of Nida? You have a woman, she's a Schazik Isura. She's bleeding. She tells her husband, I stopped bleeding and I went to the mikveh. She's believed. It's against the Schazik Isura and she's believed. What do you say? Why don't we learn from there Yenema by Ischazik Isura even in such a case? What's the answer?
That she's going to stop. That she's going to bleed forever.
And therefore what?
The question is about going to the mikveh, but that I don't know, but it's just
a fact that she's going to be that she's going to stop. So Tosis Teretz is Tere. We call that in our language that it's a Chazak Asri L'shtanais. It's not a real Chazak. It's going to change. She's going to stop seeing. And going to the mikveh is biyada. So Mimela, that Taisis Teretz, that she's believed, because it's biyada. If you look at Taisis on Beis, that's how the Mashiach explains Taisis. No, it's Efsher. Because we can learn from here to call Terakula that Echad and Misurin is even a Schazik Isura. Okay. All right, the Ramban says, maybe he means what you're saying. The Ramban says that Mitoshin emenes legabi herself, she's neman legabi her husband. In other words, normally it's chazik isura, you're not believed. What does that mean? That means if I have a piece of meat that's a chazik isura, and I say it's kosher, if it's biyadai, I'm believed. If it's not biyadai, I'm not believed. Legabi myself, of course I'm believed. If I know it's good, or if I know it's no good, legabi myself, of course I'm believed. But not legabi others. So if it's a piece of meat and I gave it to the back to the lady, she went home. Now I want to say something, so I can't affect her. I believe it got by myself. It's not negami. I gave it back. By an isha mitoshin emenes ashalai emenes ashalai. That's the lashon haramban, which is the exact same lashon as this mechaber. Mitoshin emenes ashalai emenes ashalai. So therefore, they want to say that by ischazik isura. Only she, b'teshemenes ashalah, nemenes ashalai, she could check his aid. But by ischazik isura, he's not neman on aid shalai, because it's ischazik isura, he's not neman on aid shalai, there's no metaych. This is the pilpul that I saw, Nassim Gestetner has this pilpul to explain it. It's lacking, because the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about ischazik isura. We're talking about a woman who we're trying to make sure she's not a Rai Machmas Tashmash. Now, be that as it may, this is Sif Dalid. Sif Hei, in your Shulchan Aruch, there's a Sif Hei? Yeah. In the early Shulchan Aruch, there was no Sif Hei here. There was no number Hei. Just look what it says. Imros Adam Achmas Tashu Sholish Pam Ritzufim Asur L'Shamish Lo'ilam Amayse Baal is Bar B'Simin Sha'achar Zeh. In the old Shulchan Aruch, this is just an introduction to the next Simin, which doesn't matter. So we go on to Siman Kuf Pei Zayin. Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, to my knowledge, has not happened, at least in the last 100 years, and doesn't happen. Nevertheless, if you had a photo staff from last week, the page wasn't here. I have to apologize. The added on page to these copies was not produced by Shurin Consulting, and therefore the quality is somewhat inferior to the rest of them. You'll excuse me. It was added. Siman Kuf Pei Zayin. Yeah. Right. Yeah, this pilpul fits with that. It's true. It's just lacking a technicality that here she's not ischazik isura. So a woman just got married and she's trying to show she's not a roya machmas tashmish. So it's not really against the chazaka that this whole thing should be. No, they're a printer.
Do they have any halakhic?
No, no. The titles of the simanim, the breakup of the simanim, is the machaber. And great significance is attached to two simanim in our achayim, which are one-liners. The machaber made a separate siman out of. What's that about?
Shofar.
What does it say there? This is what I meant. It could be. But there's a one-line siman that you should eat malava malka. It's all siman. And the Velt says that since everyone's mezalzel eating malava malka, so the machaber made it a siman for itself. You know, like the. Yeah, but no buts, no ifs. What? Which one? Bemem Adlikin is one sif. Could be one sif, but I think it's a big sif, right? It's a one line. Okay, so there's more than that. I think there's I think Rosh Chodesh is the other one. They're also eating and doing the Sameach from Rosh Chodesh, also the Mechaber writes. Also something people are mezalzel in, and he made it into a. Okay, be that as it may. Let's talk of Pei Zayin. So Pashup Shad is he could. This mayor is saying, Yesh Ladam Laniach, you should. The Gra fits. The Gra says it's always Lashon Nekeva, Tivdai. Okay, let's talk about Kuf Pei Zayin. We're talking here about a tragedy. We're talking here about a woman who is Tashmish brings on dam. The act, we don't know, it could be the chimud of Tashmish, could be the physical act, causes her period to come. Now, if you have such a woman, we're going to learn now that she needs a divorce. Can't stay married to her husband. If it happens 3 consecutive times, she's a kavua raya machmas Tashmish, she can't be married. Now, she's allowed to marry someone else. Maybe the second person. Gemara says either the physical act will be different or the excitement will be different. But if she happens again with a second husband, we'll let her get married a third time. If it happens 3 times, 3 husbands, each one 3 times, Raya Machmas Tashmish, she can never get married. Because she can't get married without a possibility of intimacy. And she can't do Bia because she's. That's interesting. I think you all know there's a machlaikis if you kaveh chazaka 2 times or 3 times. We're machmir on 2 times. When it's a chumrah, it's 3, when it's a chumrah, it's 2. Machmir either way. There are 2 times. Let's say someone who's a mesa machmas mila. So if 2 brothers die, chulayalayim machmas mila, we don't do a 3rd mila. Nevertheless, the makam igun were mekel to 3. So we let her get married 3 times. But after 3 times, and who's going to marry her a 3rd time? She already. You know, twice. Katlonis was faker because of me, the fascist of Mahmoud twice. Right. Now, the issue here is a double issue. One issue is the technicality of how this happens. And Rabbanim always are looking for loopholes. We're always afraid. When I learned Chassanim, we used to teach them this. I always told them, if it happens 2 times in a row, come to me before you do the 3rd one. You know, don't get yourself in trouble and come to me with your problems. You know, come to me first. Nobody ever came that had this issue. Baruch Hashem, it's not a common thing. It's just very difficult. Now, I'm going to learn the Sif, in a minute, and there are a number of variables that we're going to learn about. But before that, there's one lumdis that permeates the entire sugya, this entire sugya. You have a raya machmas tashmish, a woman, three times machmas tashmish, sees down. She's also a surah labayla, it's going to happen again. What is the lumdis of this idea? And there are two choices. So machlaikis, a number of paiskim, the pischei tshuva, and the aleph will call them machlaikis, and the yehud, and the chavis das. So we'll use those names, although there's a list on each side. The choice one, this is a type of vest. We said a woman could be kavua vest hayamim, she sees every 35th day. A vest haguf, she sees every time she jumps, every time she does a tumble sauce. This is a type of vest. She saw machmas tashmish three times in a row, she's kavua that this brings on her vest. I'll see if she doesn't have tashmish, she'll never bleed. No, every vest that's a mice is the same thing. If a tumble sauce brings on her vest, so if she doesn't do any tumble sauce, she'll see. But nevertheless, that's a type of a vest. And that's the understanding of the Noida Behuda. And the Gilya Marshaw here on the side says the same thing. The Chavis Das says this is not a vest, this is a chayli. A chayli, it's a type of disease. There are women who have a disease. They bleed because of a certain physical or emotional thing that happens. They bleed. It's a chayli. A woman who suffers from a chayli, that every bia she bleeds, we're in trouble. She can't do bia. Can't do bia. So what would be if a woman had a very low uterus and every bia caused a physical pressure against it and caused it to bleed? So it's a vest? It's not a vest. It's a physical thing. She can't do bia because it happens every time. So the Chavis Das holds that this is not a vest, it's a min chayli, it's a type of disease. And therefore, the issue here is a sort of chayli, and it's not a sugya of vestis.
When a woman jumps, can't you say the same thing? It's a chayli versus vest?
Well, I suppose we don't have any notion as to why there would be a physiological reason that jumping, or tumble sauces, or sneezing would bring on the period. If you had something like that, we call it a chayli. Since we seem to see that it's not, I mean, there's some connection, obviously, but now this is the argument. Nafkamina, great nafkamina, a big nafkamina. If you have a woman who has a kfias for A, whatever it might be, she's kavua. If she gets a different kfias, we say it's oika the first one. If you have a woman, like me by, a woman sees every 35th day. Now she's kavua for every 38th day or every 32nd day. It's oiker the other kavias. Now, in the case of numbers, it's partial. But even if you have a woman that sees a vest haguf and she develops a new vest, the new vest is oiker the old. Since the new vest is oiker the old, we have hope for this woman. She's a raya machmas tashmish. Zokta Daida B'Yehuda, I think he indicates that he passed in this way, halacha l'maisa, he had the shayla. It's halacha l'maisa, b'isha raya machmas tashmish, shaloi ha yavest, im tikva aloha vest kavua, shei kavua l'chala paiskim, oz muteris l'shamish in baila. It's in the middle of Aleph in the Pesach Chuv I was reading. Daida B'Yehuda said, I have hope for this woman. I have hope. She'll be a raya. It's a kviyas to see machmas tashmish. If she'll develop a different kviyas, she'll be oikah this kviyas. Now, of course, if it's going to happen, what? But now she could. So now she could be with him. She has saw three times tashmish. She can't be with him. Now they're schlepping along till they do a get. He's asatar. If she now gets, she's still bleeding. Her body still has a cycle. If she'll now have a kavodikah cycle, she'll be mutar to her husband. Even if Vest Hayayim? That's what he says.
How can you be arguing the vest if it doesn't happen and it doesn't cause bleeding?
Because we assume that women don't have two vestas. And any time a woman...
A combination of vestas of mine and...
You could have a combination of two, but you can't have two. In other words, if she's kavua to jump, and then she's careful never to jump, and she gets a new kfias, she's like a kfias. We don't assume a woman has two garments. Now... She goes back, she better not see dam that time, because then she's going to get in trouble again. Because an old vest is, comes back once. What?
It was
Zaykrit. She's not a kavua anymore. Old kavias can come back, though. That's a problem. Hopefully she won't, we hope. There's another possibility. If these three bias, when she bled, she became pregnant. Now she's a mu'uberes. A vest kavua during Ibur and Meinekes. She's muteres labailam. So it's a short-lived heter, but if she'll nurse long enough, it, you know, and hopefully become pregnant while she's nursing again, she'll be mutter labailam. She has a vest, she's right, machmas tashmish. So if it's a chayli, nothing's going to help you. If it's a vest, then when she's becheskes mesulekes damin, which is the language for a muberes and a minekes, she'll be mutter to her husband. So it is a kula to be a vest. It seems when we learn Kuf Pei Zayin that every machlokes achrayim falls back to this. And we'll get into a little more. But it seems when we learn Kuf Pei Zayin that every day I have a machlokes, you think a little, you say, oh, it depends. Is it a vest? Is it a chayim? So this is the chakira for this siman. Okay. Let's learn Sif Aleph. What?
If they don't want to get divorced, could she get a hysterectomy and solve the problem?
Well, you're talking about a man that was Makai Puru Ravu already. If he wasn't Makai Puru Ravu, he's not allowed to marry a woman who had a hysterectomy for any reason.
So,
what? Well, okay. It's a little complicated. The halachas to make a woman akara is Isra Sei, not Isra Laisa Sei. It's mutter if it's for a factor that's worth a Chaybish Menachasav and a Mitzvah Sei. Right? That's Rav Moshe's truth on the topic. Not on this case. On hysterectomies in general. Okay, but Lamaisa, the man, he has to be Makai Puru Ravu. It'd be a theoretical shayla if he's Makai Puru Ravu.
Say he's not allowed to marry her. He's married to her already.
He's not allowed to stay married to her. He's not Bibayal her. Since he's Makai Puru Ravu, and we don't marry two wives, so he's going to have to give her a get. Let's go to Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph says this. This is in Sif Aleph. Isha Sharasa da Machmas Tashmish. Now, let's read the words. Like I said, when you're afraid of chas v'shalom such a thing, you read the words looking for heterim. And there are words, so let's read it. Isha sharasa da machmas tashmish miyad. She checked immediately after bia. B'kdei shetoshit yodo l'tachas hakar. The amount of time after bia that it takes to stick her hand under a pillow, or l'tachas hakeses, or under her mattress. B'kitel ed levdeipay, and pull out a b'dika cloth. V'takaneach atzma, and to either wipe or be biting herself, mishameshes gimel parmen. She's biting herself in such short order. She's allowed to do bia three times. In b'chol gimel parmen ritzufim, if three consecutive bias, rosa dam, v'koshkein amasa gimel parmen dam al eid shaloi. And certainly, if he finds on his aver three straight times such a dam asur in matzah. It's like a very interesting, like before that she doesn't believe him. Okay, basement asur l'shamish in balze. She's not allowed to be mishamish with him. Ella tisgareish mitidasi laacher. She has to get a divorce. She's allowed to marry someone else. This is laacher. Barosa damachmas tashukim pamim ritzufim. Happened again. Asur l'shamish gamim oisei bal. Al tizgarish, get number two. Tinasi l'shlishi, she tries a third time. Im gam ima shlishi rosa damach mishtamish tashmish gimel parmer ritzufim, loy sinasi l'acher, asura l'koyel, ad shetivdaik. There's a special bedika we're going to learn in Siv Beis, a special test that we do for a woman.
Do it right away.
It's a big kasha, why don't do it right away? This is a special test. The test involves inserting a tube into the vagina and doing a bedika in a manner that we're going to learn about. The test is to maybe her, a bia by her, brings vaginal bleeding. Who says it brings uterine bleeding? Vaginal bleeding or cervical bleeding is not necessarily damnida. It could bleed from somewhere else. So if this woman did three times and this didn't work, so we do the test we're going to learn about in Siv Beis. Now the big kash is, why not do this test the first time, assuming that her husband would like to stay married to her, why not do it right away? So we're going to learn about that in the next Siv, which is next time. But in the meantime, What are we learning? That she's a surah labayla. We have here one loophole so far, and that is the Mechaber said she's only asked to her husband if this test was done immediately or it was found on his body. So the Rabbah adds, now he doesn't make it better, he makes it harder. Yeshayrim, she'ein anu b'kiyim eze mikri machmas tashmish, ki'ein b'kiyim b'shir ha'niskar. This shear that has to be immediately b'kdesh toshin yoda tachzakar, we're not sure that time. Ulechein, therefore what? Kulo l'chumra. Ulechein kol sharoya gimel pamim sabach l'tashmish mikri l'didah machmas tashmish. Therefore we're machmir. It's a chumra. That any time that she sees shortly after tashmish, we assume it came because of the tashmish, v'nesra al bailon. Ve'elu gimel pamim tzrichin li'es mitzufim. Avam lo yayu tzufim le'nesra al bailon. Like any kvi is vest. Has to be consecutive. No difference if it happened right when she got married. She might have been married 20 years. And that becomes a Raya Machmas Tashmish, like any vest. Let me explain this. It means, if you have a woman, Bia brings on her blood, but it doesn't bring it on during. She has a vest, she always sees half an hour after Tashmish. So that woman could stay married to her husband, and they get one Bia, you know, every 2 weeks, because she'll have her Bia, Sidam, wait 2 weeks, go to Mikvah and have one, and Sidam again. But she can stay married to him. So it's only if the assumption is that the Dam came during Tashmish. So then he's also to be mishamish with her. And then all of these halachas apply. So this is the long and short of the halacha of Raya Machmas Tashmish. Oh, so I have to tell you, if the Losha Mechaba was Tikanech Atzma, which many understand to be Vedika, the Chavis Das, as I mentioned to you once in the previous siman, understood Kiduach. But it doesn't matter all that much. Then it's not a problem. She's not tummy, then it's not. It's probably not. It's a little complicated. All right, she sees less than a gris, we'll talk about. It has to do with an issue. But there's one issue. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva here is very long. Obviously, Gedolei HaPoskim, who dealt with this, this is a very serious thing, a woman to be asked to her husband. In the Mechaber Rabbah itself and the Shachat Taz itself, there is one issue which the Teres HaShlamim holds, that to be Raya Machmas Tashmish she needs once that alerted her to the problem, and then she gets three more times. In other words, the first time she didn't expect to be Raya Machmas Tashmish, so she's not so careful. She finds right afterwards, damn. So he's actually mekel to give her three additional times. However, both the Shach and Taz disagree. And they say, for example, Shach Beis, Hainu Oid Beis Pavim. You see, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon was, Mishamesh is Gimel Pavim. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon was, Yishin Rav is Damach Tashmish, Mishamesh is Gimel Pavim, etc. So it sounds like you get the one that alerted you, plus three. But the Shach Bey says that's not what it means. The Shach Bey says that it means that the first time plus
three altogether.
Three altogether. Yeah. Now,
would it be three times if there's one sighting, then a break a month, and the next sighting, then a break?
No, it has to be with Sufim. Three straight beers. It could be a break of a month, but it has to be three straight beers to be a kavua for a Raya Machmas Tashmish. Now, Pisrei Tshuva Aleph, as I told you, I'm not going to go through it. He deals with this machlokes nagiyun nechaves das, as to whether this is a din in a vest or this is a din in a chayli. Now, I don't want to sound like an apikairis, but having said that, I've noticed very often in very urgent shasatchak type of situations that the mefarshi hashulchan aruch are machmir and the tshuva svarim are mekel. In other words, When you speak theoretically, there seems to be one standard. You say, talk about the halacha psuka is. And then is the shas hadchak. We have a rule, the shach, there's a section in the third value of Aridea called Hanhogas Hirasis of a Heter. The shach has a section on how to paskin. And there he writes that b'shas hadchak, you're allowed to rely on the yeshayimrim. You're allowed to rely on yeshayimrims. Why does Shulchan Aruch say yeshayimrim v'leikayim alon keim? Why does Shulchan Aruch say it? So the shach says that you're allowed to rely on yeshayimrims. However, he brings that the Bach said that even by Nisa Dairaisa, b'shas hadchak, you're allowed to rely on yeshayimrim v'shulchan Aruch. The shach disagrees. The shach holds it's only by Nisa Dairabonon that we rely on yeshayimrims in halacha. So that is an issue of dispute. And the question is whether this sif is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. We're going to have numerous chalukei dayos next week. Are we talking about a d'oraisas or d'rabbanans? So it's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan writes here, v'zel ha'shaynai, ein kan sofik klal, the vadei issa zeh d'oraisa. Every vest is d'oraisa. It says, ein kan sofik klal, the vadai, this is a deraisa. It's Shaitan Aruch HaShulchan. By the Yehuda, again, he's talking Lamaisa. He says that the issue here is a shayla of a vest derabana. He says, not a deraisa, it's a derabana. Why? We'll see a little more about it, but the first reason would be the following. Min HaTaira, we learned at the very beginning, Min HaTaira, a woman is only Tmeya if she sees with a hargasha. In other words, if a woman bleeds and has no physical sensation of bleeding, dairaisa, she's not a nida dairaisa. She's a nida. She's nida rabbanon, and we keep the rabbanons. We're, you know, Orthodox. We keep the rabbanons. And most of our lives are the rabbanons. And the Chafetz Chaim says you have to give away all your money not to be over on a live rabbanon. But without a hargasha, it's a drabana. What's a hargasha? It's a inside the body feeling of zivas davalach in the body or psichas piyamakar, and it's not common today that women have hargashas.
We said the
beer, wait, that's good. That's the issue. The question is this: when a woman is raya machmas tashmish, she tells us, "I didn't feel any hargasha. I didn't feel. I never feel." The question is, does that turn it into a derabanan? It would seem yes. It would seem it turns it into a derabanan because there was no hargasha. However, the Gemara says in Masechtas Nida that a woman who sees during bia won't recognize the hargasha. Sovra hargashas averu. Could be she felt something inside, but she thought what she was feeling came from the maisa bia rather than from the flowing of blood. So as I state in the Gemara, Savra Hagasha said, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes, right? Aruch HaShulchan says this Raisa. He says, look, women see with Hagasha, at least they did, and if she's dumb, there's no reason to think that she didn't have Hagasha. Savra Hagasha Saveru. That's what he says. Now, what's interesting here is the following, and I'm going to leave you with this kasha. We'll come back next week. I told you two machlokes today about this siman. Both are broad machlokes. Machlok is number one. What's a roya machmas tashmish? Is it a chayli or is it a vest? The Aruch HaShulchan and the Chavos Das hold that it's a chayli. The Aruch HaShulchan is Sivkot Beis and Gimel. Chavos Das Sivkot and Gimel. They hold it's a chayli. The Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shlomo Eger, say it's a regular vest. Shalom al Yisrael. No problem. Machlokes is number two. Is this an issa d'oraisa or is it an issa d'rabbanan? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a d'rabbanan. He's makel in both machlokes. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's d'oraisa. So if the Aruch HaShulchan either was no hargasha, he says, look, we know chazaka is that dam comes with a hargasha. Since the chazaka is dam comes with a hargasha, we assumed it was hargasha and she thought it was hargasha saved. So I had a problem with this. Ganz gut, if you're talking about a vest, a vest, we have a chazaka, dam comes with a hargash. Dor HaShulchan himself holds that this is a chayli. It's a chayli. She has a disease that trauma to the uterus, called dia, causes uterine bleed. We have no chazaka that injuries come with a hargasha. We have a chazaka that a monthly period comes with a hargasha. Fine, so we assume hargasha is able, even though we don't know, we assume. Dor HaShulchan comes and tells us, we're talking about it, this is Dere Aisa, because we have a chazaka that dam comes with a hargasha. Whoever gave you a chazaka, the dam chayli comes with a hargasha. You can't have it both ways. You want to be machmir to chayli, he doesn't have the coolest of vest. And then he wants to say, it's a derais, because we have a chazaka, dam comes only with a hargasha. We have no chazaka, the dam of a disease comes with a hargasha. Dam chayli, who says? So it seems to be an inconsistency. The chashuchan seems to be machmir on the shtei etzadim. Okay, next week, we're going to spend probably the whole time on these pesachim tshuvos.